you are predominantly outside Ghana. Do you experience that a lot?
Oh, 100%.
100%. So like, how do you navigate that whole situation?
You just cope with it. Because, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're in the third century now, so it's not in your face like it was like 100 or 200 years ago, but it's still there. Like, you still see some sort of segregation or disenfranchising, or especially within the minorities, like black people.
Yeah.
It's very much there. Like, there's some places where obviously they won't say that we don't hire black people, but black people don't get to work there. And even if they do, like,
do you want to call them out?
Oh, help, what?
Don't call them out.
What? Obviously not, but I feel like it's, hey, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, I appreciate it. Like, there's no place like home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but especially when you come back home and you see how everyone is just like you, and it's just
chilling, relaxing.
Yeah.
I see the thing, what I would change it, Charlie. Because it'd be very different. If we change something, we it will be very, very meaningful. With the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things we want to change.
I said, okay, so race is one. Okay, give me like three. Race is one.
Let me see. I'll see.
If you have like the money, if let's say you have the money to change certain like things, what would it be? Like, obviously some things would have to take like priority, like maybe poverty, like health, like all them things. So like, which one would you rank above which one?
Maybe I'll say Poverty, you see, that's the thing. When it comes to poverty, it's very broad.
Mm.
You know, poverty is very broad. You might decide to change poverty, and then you might decide to, let's say, bring everyone on the same level, but will society be balanced?
Mm.
Yeah, but that'd be the thing. So if you say you want to change something like poverty, it will just create some imbalance. It's not fair, but actually.
Yeah.
That'd be how... If everybody get money, who go work for somebody?
Fair enough.
So it will create some balance and things. And even with the race, everything is about balance. The whites and printed things that they do, it's about balance.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we hear say population control and it be about balance.
Mm-hmm.
This, if it be conspiracy, but wherever it be, it still be about balance. Whether they won't reduce the race or they won't increase the knowledge or whatever, it still be about balance at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You see.
But don't you want to be the kind of person who's like in control and not be like the one being controlled?
Yeah, of course. But still, even if you're in control, you will still be controlled, because you still need people to talk you.
Okay, well, things. So this is your explanation behind why poverty, you won't necessarily change poverty because it's broad. So what would you change? You can say more than one thing.
I don't know. Well, I'll probably say access.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll change access, because there are certain things where, you know, a lot of us, I don't understand why, if someone wants to leave, let's say, a third world country and go to a first world country, the person they tire. But the other way around.
Yeah, it'd be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that'd be true.
It's a comfort.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
people do way, they just won't go. Fair enough. Tell everybody they try to see greener pastures. But they come here, they can't see greener pastures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them they get the material that they do, but there's this opportunity.
Yeah.
I go Zanzibar last 2 weeks. quite sore and they there. Why? The people, if you speak to the people of Tanzania, they will tell you that they know there's money in the country, but they themselves, they're not, they care.
Yeah.
So if, do you think if they were making it difficult for foreigners to come in, they would have, you know, they themselves would say, no, since they will go to you, they would have done it. But because it's easy for foreigners to come in and they prefer to be controlled,
yeah,
like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I would probably say access, you know. We should all have like the level, the same level of access.
Yeah. So if you don't know who I'm talking to, I'm speaking to Sally and Adom. They are the brains. Well, a little bear said you are two of the brains behind the Beggar Boys brand. There's a third silent voice. Who's
very
that?
Small.
are you just, there's a third person?
Yeah.
Why's the person quiet?
He's not quiet, but he just doesn't like to be out there like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, but he's very integral.
Yeah.
He's like the balance.
Yeah.
When you say he's the balance, so I'm guessing since he is the balance, you and Adom are like,
well,
far.
He's always on Adom's side anyways, but
you think he's always on Sally's side?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now I understand the balance.
some of you want a more part.
Uh-huh.
So if you be 2-3-7, you don't go fit.
Right. So like what's it like? Are you the softer one and are you the harder one, or is he like,
oh, it's not necessarily about who's soft or who's hard, but
mm-hmm.
I mean even like siblings at home, they have like conflicting views all the time. So we needed that third party that would be like more of the voice of reason, so that like,
okay,
whenever we can't agree on something, he can be the balance.
Yeah.
To get to it. Yeah. Because there are times where I may see something as the right thing, but it really may not be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And Sally may point it out, but I will have this strong feeling that, no, I think it should be this way. But then when a third party comes, because he's like standing at the back and watching what's going on, so if he comes in and he's like, you know what, we need to grow this, like we need to always get more, we go back down and then,
yeah.
Are you guys that understanding of each other?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're seeking for the progress of the business. It's not about any
personal
interest or anything. So then, and like, we're always ready to learn. Like, we'll take the risk. If we make a mistake, we learn from it, and then
and the good thing about Africa, like, me, I always say that I have a lot of friends, and I know how to relate to everyone.
Okay.
Adomtu does. Well, he doesn't have a lot of friends, but he has people that
people he
knows how to relate. The way he relate with me is not the same way he relate with B.
Right.
You understand? So he that's the
uniqueness,
yes,
about
and
him.
That's the importance of friendship.
Yeah.
If you see that someone is there, they have friends, but they're always falling out with this. Because you're treating everyone the same. Your idea of friendship, you are giving it to everyone, but everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's not like I'm loud, but I'm a bit stubborn. I want to see things, I want to do and feel, rather than, Charlie.
Like before, do
if
also,
I do, like,
yeah.
if you do, you see. So Adam knows that side of me. So even if it's an idea, and just that we make sure that it's not overboard.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something that will cost, let's say, 1,000 cedis, could do if you feel it too. But obviously if it's like 50,000, and even if I push no,
because yeah,
it's not Charlie. Cool down,
yeah.
Video bam. Yeah. So cool. You know, knowing how to relate with each and every individual is important.
Mm-hmm.
We've never fallen out before. Since
how long have you been friends?
Over 15 years.
Shit!
Yeah.
That's older than her.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, over 15 years.
Where do you guys meet? Jesus?
Lagos.
Uni.
Yeah, uni.
Thursday.
Now you Thursday. See now my age is showing. Like they met in uni and they've been friends for like 15 years. Now I'm like, when did they actually go to uni? What, 2001? Oh, you know. Shit.
Yeah.
She wasn't born, I'm telling you. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, and you guys have been friends since?
Yeah.
Never one fallout.
That's what I'm saying, if you understand.
That's crazy. That, you see, is it like, exactly. Even with the third person, you guys have been friends for 15 years?
Yeah.
Or he came along like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, as well. Yeah. Because he's been around, yeah.
Yeah, he's been.
He's been around. Yeah.
That's sick, though. So when did you guys start Beggar Boys, and why did you like finally decide, okay, although I've known you for this long, I feel like now let's actually like be business partners.
Do you want to tell
Who started it? In the logo, Adom is first. I'm guessing that's Adom. I'm guessing that's Adom and that's Sally. So I'm guessing that Adom is first. Or maybe that's Sally when he has shorter dreads, and he wasn't as buff as he is now. Where did it start from, though?
For me, I just started from my own first day, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. I always say this. He wanted to have the normal birthday, jollof, chicken, and such a thing. To Yankee-fied it since small.
This is personal.
Like, what is this? Every day, yeah, look, I also. So, master, come on for it. Actually, you need to. Me say, I know who plenty the money. I know if you buy anything, so I will do for you. We actually did it. Everyone left Adom food.
Oh.
Yeah. So back then I had a farm, right? So.
Oh, you had a farm? You've been a farmer before?
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you quit?
Still
have. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
So.
Young people in business, go into farming.
So for the party, I was going to walk, and it was by the beach. So, obviously, Sam is Muslim, so he can't have pork. So that's why he was like, let's do something else. Like, yeah, come. But what happened was, whilst they were roasting the thing, the breeze kept turning off the fire.
Oh, sorry.
So, the pork was a huge failure, and everybody rushed to the burgers. Like, it was insane. People were like, oh, give us one, we'll share. Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was crazy, yeah. It was really good.
Are you a good cook, Sally?
Me?
Yeah.
Charlie, see. I went to uni in the UK. That was what started.
Right.
Who did the Igogo for you?
Igogo, fair enough.
You know, I do jollof 20 times before actually we capture jollof.
20? No, but you know what I see? Like, I respect the fact that you didn't actually stop, but you kept trying.
Because I for do and I'll do a good 10 water. Because I say the course for long.
Bro,
how you going to do? I don't know where.
Fair enough. Yeah, anyway. You're a student. Yeah.
That was, so, challenge. That was sick.
So, everybody left the pork to the beggar
side?
Yeah,
they all left it. Like, they all left it.
Went to... Did you leave the pork?
Why you expect me to eat the pork? Because it's mine. It wasn't cooked.
It was basic. When I say basic, we didn't even have the special sauce there.
Nothing.
Right.
Just the meat and then bread. And
okay, so when did you guys develop like all these ideas to add and like upgrade the burger experience?
So after the party, right, like a few days afterwards, I was getting ready to go start law school in the UK. So.
Are you indirectly saying you're a lawyer?
No, I'm not done yet. So,
oh, Chris. Yeah.
So, Sally, he was like, yo, we can do this thing. Like, let's sit down, let's have a meeting. And I was like, yeah, sure. So one night, Sally came over to my house with his laptop and everything. Like,
ready for
Excel.
Business.
So I was like, hey, what happened? Sally, and... He broke it down. I was like, tell him we could start from small, this, that. I was like, and the numbers, back then, the numbers wasn't that big, but, like...
Bear in mind, all this Excel thing was from YouTube. Everything I know now, the food, Excel, whatever, is from YouTube.
No, the numbers are from YouTube. Nothing.
The only thing is that during my master's, I did an entrepreneurial course.
Right.
Innovation and entrepreneurship. So that was what helped me with the business plan. So I can actually write a full business plan.
That's interesting. Oh, they go. Oh, guys, if you can hear like pots and pans in the background, we're actually recording in their store in Cantonment. So that's why people are still buying their preparing orders and all that. So that's what helped you put the business plan together.
Yeah, that's what helped me put it. And then with the numbers, I'm good with numbers. He's always denying, but
you don't think so?
What?
You don't think?
Me, I'm the numbers.
Let's go. What he said. He's the numbers.
He's the numbers man.
But when we play games that involve numbers, he doesn't.
If
it's money, you're in.
The proficient player.
Interesting. So he came with the business plan.
Yeah.
And you're like,
so,
okay, I think you're serious.
It looked like a feasible thing, and then we took a leap of faith. Even before that, we did a couple of gigs. We did
Chalewate,
Afrochella. And it
was good,
2018. That one was good, and it was encouraging.
So, I wanted it there.
First one. So after he did that, I was like, let's take a leap of faith. Then we started. Do you want us to tell them about the shop?
I said, where we are now?
No, so we had a very good friend that we went to uni with. She owned a couple of shops, and one of them was, the tenancy for one of them was going to be due soon. So she had like 2 months on the tenancy agreement, and then she was like, she's moving out. She has no plans for the place, so if we like, we can start.
For the 2 months, you can just come for it.
2 months, and then if we like it, you can talk to the landlord and then get an extension. So yeah, we did that. The first week was okay. Let me get to the numbers guy to tell you how it did subsequently.
You mean say okay, like it was like not getting the word out that we're
okay. And to be honest, like, because we were working every day, it was new for us. You know, like, usually when you do gigs, it's just a one day thing.
Then you're done.
And then you go to go sleep. But then doing it as an everyday thing is completely different.
Yeah.
You know, so
we are grateful for our friends. But me, I always say, I don't like it when my friend buys. Like when we started, I didn't want it to be like, you didn't make money, but it's like, it's your friends that are bad.
Yeah.
So whenever like a friend comes to buy, I'm not happy. You know,
even though they were spending money.
I appreciate them, but they would definitely hear it because they are on my socials.
Yeah.
We meet to talk, so they would hear it. But I prefer strangers.
Yeah.
You need the people outside your circle.
You can see that you're actually having an impact.
The first of us, their friends came. They said we're going to open at 9, 11. We still don't fry one leg, I said. You know, but they were still there waiting and stuff. Of course, I appreciate them, but like after the first week, I prayed like, no, my friends shouldn't come and buy, but you know, strangers
other people
should come
and
buy.
Yeah.
But my friends kept coming. They actually, so that was when they actually said, nah, this is going to be good. So we improved on the recipe, did a few things, tweaked it a bit, and then it just worked. So we're there, I think after the first week, second week was show, third week show, fourth week, and it's still within time. So it was the second month that things started
picking up.
We didn't make a lot of money, but we got our investment back.
Right.
And then a friend offered us an opportunity at Ushu. And we said, yeah, why not? So it went back, like when we started in the first month, so it went back to that circle again.
Mm-hmm.
It was slow.
Oh, wow.
Then it started picking up.
Again.
Yeah.
So when does Ace come into the story?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're going to tell.
That's what she's talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's the story.
Because the bigger boy story has Ace in there.
Yeah. So we're being noticed like after club vibes and things, which was good, but that wasn't the game plan.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that we move from the night. Because we kept hearing challenge. The beggar, they have to chop our morning time, you know, they do. 15 minutes, wait,
That means your tune will be. So people have to be drunk to enjoy your food. Yeah, yeah. Anything.
So we did a few gigs during the day, and then we did a few. We opened during the day, I think on certain holidays, and people actually came to try it. They're like, oh, it's not bad, it's not bad. Then we saw that here. Now we are back to basics, like the business plan. We went back to it there. We saw that we need to branch out so that people will have the full experience and show what we are capable of doing.
Right. So the ingredients and the special sauces, whose idea was that?
YouTube. Oh,
you're kidding. You cannot tell me YouTube. I don't believe that. What were you trying to come up with something called special sauce? You're mixing everything.
No, actually, I had this. You see, like McDonald's and is good, but I always feel like you need that special thing to keep it. Like if you're eating a burger, you have to stuff your face. You know, you have to drink, and we need to find a secret sauce.
And also, we wanted to give it some indigenous taste.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though everything.
Like, when someone says it, you're like, no, this is a burger, but it's a burger.
Most of the ingredients are like, so we switch it up a little bit. Obviously, we know the taste bad of Ghanaians or the Africans. Yeah. We want it spicy, sweet, sour, you know, so we have to mix it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you talked about you not being excited when your friends were buying. Yeah. What about the friends that don't want to buy and they want it for free? How did you also navigate that situation?
Oh, I don't buy.
Are you serious? I can understand
so
because
he's,
you're
he is true. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, yeah, take it. And have you had like fallouts because of that?
No,
you know, someone's like, you're my friend, I should get like a freebie.
Maybe the friendship wasn't genuine.
Genuine,
they
yeah.
Be upset that I didn't
oh, no, they obviously do it, but they still will challenge today. I don't get money. Those ones are, but not like from the first, they challenge. I don't go pay. And the thing is that we had one, I mean, we still have that employee. He's even meaner than me. So me, from day one, I told him that. If I come step, what I say, give them for free. Where I walk out, I be like, yeah. I say, oh, Charlie, I don't come. I don't give them. I come. But if I walk out, I don't move fish. The food is red, right? If you don't pay, you not give it to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, we give out free burgers to after, even strangers, you know. They'll come and be like, hey, I've been a customer since day one. Okay, cool, Charlie, give them one. It's just one. It's just yeah, but it's not like we have a number of beggars in a week. Obviously, we are able to give up for free.
Right.
Yeah. So if in a week, let's say it's two, and we give them two in one day, in that.
But the rest of the week, no one is getting a free burger.
Right. We don't get a lot of
free beers
from friends. You know?
But that's also like it speaks to like the kind of friendships you guys have. Cause
yeah.
Your friends like believe in the business enough to.
Yeah.
Put money in and just see you guys flourish. Then let's talk about your life outside Breaker Boys. How's your life outside Breaker Boys? What are the things you enjoy doing?
Me personally, my life is boring.
Wow, Sally, I don't believe that. Sally, you're always on the move. Sally's always on the move. If I don't say his life is boring, I can't believe that.
Because you don't follow me.
Well, maybe.
I'm actually a very boring person. I'm what they call. A very serious introvert. So, obviously, if I don't show you what I'm doing, you never know.
Exactly.
No, and that's the thing, too. The thing is that I've always been that when I was a kid, I didn't
like the extrovert person.
And I'm Kubolo.
I'm Kubolo.
I'm from Gooms and Lance.
No, is it at the room? I'm for room. Like, he has to.
So then, it was my auntie that tried to kill me. She tried, but she no fit. She tried, but she no fit. If you come and talk, I would talk such a mixture of energy I'm out. And I like football too, so
then
I want to do more.
So you play ball?
Yeah.
What position you play? You look like a defender, to be fair.
I play everywhere before.
Hey.
I did like.
I don't want to see you striker though. In the strike mode.
Sally's actually a good footballer. Just 2 days ago, we're asking our friends that. So Sally used to be very chubby. Chubby Sally and like.
Bob Sally, no,
Who's a better football player? Listen, I'm telling you, Chubby Sally.
Was winning.
That guy was something else. This guy is a fraud.
Oh.
When he was chubby, listen.
Did he lie?
When you see on the pitch.
We heard. And which one did you enjoy? Right now, it's on 2 years. I mean, even as a much more pleased, you get good shirt.
Some years, you
enjoy any sports? Nothing.
Oh, I used to play basketball, but that was years ago. I got an injury.
That's the Ghanaian story. One injury ruins the career. And then, what's also like, this question actually be bugging me. Because you guys were in like the nightlife space, and people saw that, okay, you guys are like the brains behind Burger Boys. Like girls, what was the association with girls and like that kind of situation? Did they look at you guys like, yeah, you guys didn't make them. So, you know how when you're being successful and like, some kind of girls want to just start attaching themselves to you. Did you guys have to like navigate that as well? Why is I don't push against the
belly?
Okay, well, because you're not mostly around.
I'm not around, so like.
But even if you, well, like, when you do come around, do you encounter that?
Not really. You know what? Like, because me personally, like, I have this, I'm chasing a career. I'm trying to be a lawyer and all these things. So, he's the face of the business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like some side of the thing, and like you were saying, I don't want that situation where because people know me, they would like try and come in for sugar girls and things like that, and easy access because like the wait time and all of that. So I try to detach, not necessarily detach myself, but
like
but
being
I don't
like
want,
the background.
Yeah. So that kind of attention, I never got it for the business, but. He's always on the job.
No, but even with it, people keep telling me I'm not approachable. I don't know how true it is because I'm very friendly.
He has a resting, bitch face.
So many of our friends that, like, the first time they met him, they were like, why is he stuck
up? Why is he frowning?
When they get to know him, they realize, oh, he's actually.
It's very difficult for people, especially like the girls to. I don't know, Charlie. I just don't go give you the face. Because I don't want problem. If you come even here, if I'm at work, and let's say friends even come, hey, what's up? I'll just give you this. A girl, I'll give a girl this. Not even her. Charlie, I don't want problem.
He's going to give you booze.
Yeah. And there's
time for everything. Yeah, I respect that.
And obviously my workers are here and stuff.
They obviously cannot see you in certain positions.
So,
yeah.
I don't. When it comes to those things, yeah, Charlie. Like you said, me, I'm always on the move.
Yeah.
I try to have fun. Like, we don't really talk,
but we did
not. I come from a poor background. Actually, then my OP they try.
Yeah.
But the day you feel fly small, you go back, you feel. But so, I would say I've seen. Like so much telling my guys before. Yeah, we all the tired for sometimes. Something they house, but you the home.
You the home.
That one will be tired. It just be something. But life I can say there. Me are seasons. I pass through things. Like so shall I take life easy, to be honest.
Yeah.
I take life easy. So that's how come you see me. I'm always on the move.
Yeah.
I'm always laughing. I'm trying to have fun all I can. I'll be a man
Charlie. That's valid.
And then there's some next of Kinway.
But also, you guys celebrated your 1 year anniversary recently.
Yeah.
And then, but then within the 1 year, you guys have managed to open like a location, like a physical location, aside the pop-ups and like the late night stuff you were doing. How was that feeling? Like finally seeing that, this idea we start out small, this idea we suddenly come a house plus Excel sheets and things, at least right now we can afford to rent out a physical location and have our clients and customers come in.
So it's actually mind blowing, you know, because I remember, was it 2 years ago around May or something? This was during the COVID time.
Yeah.
So like we had a Zoom meeting. Sally and I, the partner. Sally was like he said, he's the numbers man, and he was running the numbers and the kind of money that was going out and things. And I was like, bro, we could get a shop. And then me, as usual, it's not that I don't want to,
change your winning team.
Do you understand? Like.
Like once the idea is working, let's stick to it.
Let's capitalize on that and then see how we can maximize it. But you're saying let's get the shop. So I was like, okay. And my biggest headache was that for the longest time we were seen like the underdogs. Okay, so we couldn't compare ourselves, but we don't associate ourselves with the Burger Kings and the,
like these other people wouldn't see you like like those food.
We were like the underdogs that just sort people out during the night. But I felt like a shop will make us more established and it will give us some kind of pressure, and you know, so that's what I said. I was telling Sally that it's not that I'm scared of those things, but if we're going to take that step, then we actually have to do it and do it well.
Yeah.
Do you understand? If we're going to make that next move, let's do it and do it well. We can't have this and run it like we're running the shed.
Like your shed at or like
the car park. Do you understand? So that was what I was pushing for. And so I was like, we'll do it. Hand it to us, like, yeah, sure. Let's go ahead. So we did. But I want to lie to you, even when we decided that we're gonna get our own place, we didn't know where it was gonna start from, because have we secured this by then?
No,
we haven't. So we're now going to look for a place. We're searching and the rates, you know, down everywhere starting dollar.
Come on.
Per square
meter. Imagine.
So it was mind blowing to actually cut that sword and then walk in and see people come in. You served the first customer.
You said a little tea.
001.
You should have said it like a real nigga tea.
What? Nah, like, it was very, very like heartwarming.
It was. But me, I still don't know. I don't know if maybe I see life to be like normal and I see life to be easygoing. So I'm still not. I don't know if it's always reminding me, actually, we do something, you know, but I'm still not seeing
it. Are you like that kind of person who's like on to the next thing? Like, where can we expand to? Like, what can we do next?
Yeah.
All right.
So if we started from farming,
we are
trying to branch out, you know, do other things. But
like what?
If we can, obviously.
Well, you want like another shop somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. For the shop, but in the same industry, we are trying to move to other industries, you know.
Oh, like what? No. I can't go see like a beggar boys, like a beggar boys football team or something. I mean, like, he has a football interest there.
What are we doing?
Like a beggar boys football team.
Yeah.
But that's sick, though. No, like, it's impressive to see that even though it's known for like a food chain or like a food business, you're trying to like diversify it. And like, does the diversification fit into like personal interest, or is what will fit the business?
That's the, you see, when it comes to business, like, obviously, if you're trying to diversify, it's not, it won't fit into Burger Boys because it's a different industry and it's a different business and everything. But it's from personal interest as well.
Right.
Because if you don't have passion
for where you're going,
like, what would you? I don't like sports. I like sports. It could be something in sports. When I first came, I wanted to do real estate. It could be that as well. He's into the whole law thing. It could be a law firm. You might never know.
He called Reggae Boys. That's sick, though. You know? That's sick.
It could be anything.
So basically, you guys just don't want to be known for Beggar Boys. I'm guessing. Well, that's what I'm inferring.
Yeah, well, if you don't want to be known back.
I mean, there is more to offer than
just,
yeah,
you
know, food and beggars and stuff. You start from somewhere, and obviously the dream gets bigger. I don't think Dangote thought he would have he'll be building an oil, a
rig,
refinery. That's where, when, if the money reaches some level,
you'll know what to do. Okay, now let's get to the fun stuff. You guys tell me like your worst experience with running like Beggar Boys.
When we're doing events and stuff, you know, people, when in Ghana, when you're a food vendor, they just assume that you are uneducated,
right?
You're living hand to mouth,
and a dirty artisan.
Yeah. Like, understand. Fair enough. Yes,
there are people like that. To buy.
And that's where we run the business based on purchases.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So the fact that you are giving as money, you shouldn't have this in your head that if not my money.
Sounds like some difficult customer.
You give me your money for the service that I render to you. So,
but yeah, we are not from. Like I said, it's not like we are from poor backgrounds and stuff anyway. We are not like from rich backgrounds and stuff, but we do okay.
Yeah.
You understand? But we don't let it get into our head and be like, Charlie, but you said 30 Ghana words, 40 Ghana words, 50 Ghana words, come up with it and go. No. We still need it. But we just let you know that you can't abuse us to
the point. Some kind of level, yeah.
There was one instance where we had to refuse to sell. The person, if he didn't even want to go, other customers had to come and beg, and then we eventually had to, because at the end of the day, Charlie, you know, for make your anger take over and things. We were being abused, like really being abused verbally, you know. And it was a female as well, so maybe Charlie, everybody get problems.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where
into your person,
yeah.
Charlie was telling me a funny story like last week about how you, like, when you guys first got the shop, your eggs were just going. You don't know where the eggs were going, but they were going. That's funny.
You know?
But I guess it also comes with the business.
It comes with the business.
And how do you know, like, you guys have like a roster of workers now. How would you guys navigate that whole situation? How do you deal with like late workers? How do you deal with like people who say, Charlie, today I get around too? But if you come, because you know, nobody plan them, so who go fill in for you type situation?
It's funny, because
I'll say you deal with it individually. You look at the person.
Right.
You look at the person. Imagine, the person has been coming to work every single time, and just in like 7 months, just be like, oh, boss, today I know if I don't go speak on. And the work rate as well. But somebody did it, they come late, they come 7 days, yeah, and then the before you say, you know, they come. For not saying, no, the person be late. So you either punish the person, there are ways you go about it to punish the person, and then, which is obviously valid.
Mm-hmm.
There are situations where you come and you take stock, like, you know, things, some things lost, and since nobody will own up. Punishment is the everybody for pay. Mm-hmm. So those that actually know that, Charlie, me, I'm working and I'm getting my money, I cannot do anything like this. So they will now be the watchdogs.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
Because we have people that actually are working and taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
So if the money they collect, they have what they take watching self, then you come to
them. Yeah, you're
going to
sabotage.
That's sick.
We had to sack workers from stealing and stuff. So, Charlie.
Yeah.
We do things. And thankfully, we've always had like a lot of good nuts. So the bad nuts, like 2, 3.
Yeah.
Them more than go. But yeah.
That's nice.
If you have a clean hat, Charlie, everything will come to life.
Together for you, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I think we've come to the end of the conversation. It was great talking to you guys. I got to like a sneak peek of how you guys, your minds work, and how you guys have put together an incredible business like this. Shout out to your third partner as well, who likes to stay in the back. But yeah, you guys should just drop your socials, drop Beggar Boys socials location, where people can find you. And yeah, I mean, Adam claims he doesn't like to be known as well. but who's the Mises?
Beggar Boys.
This guy's name is his name was not just Beggar Boys. He's saying Mises. His name is Mises.
Beggar Boys.
Everywhere.
TikTok, Twitter, Facebook.
Uber, Boats, Yango, everywhere. It's Beggar Boys. They go find you. Right. So thank you guys for joining me. I'm glad I hosted you. You have an incredible thing going. You guys shouldn't stop. I'd like to see the diversification come to life.
Yeah, like, we can have another podcast
when that comes. Definitely. We'll do that. Yeah. As usual, this has been the Nell Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me once again. And bye.
Thank you for having us too.
Yeah, boy. Always.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Can we grab a picture though?